blessings that are coming our way as a result of what God has in store for us, promises that he has made to us, Betty. And, you know, so often I think that we get bogged down and we don't see things happening in the timing we want them to happen. That happens in all of our own individual personal lives, but it also happens in our spiritual lives. That so often people, because we've been talking about Jesus coming back, we've been hearing it for some of us all of our lives, and he's not back yet. We're going to talk about that in 2 Peter 3 here and give people some things to think about along this subject. And Betty, it's not a time to give up and say, well, he hasn't come back, so I'm just going to give up and not even think about it anymore, or not talk about heaven anymore or think about heaven. Instead, it's a time to be very, very diligent, don't you think?
Oh, yes. We have to be, I use that word, prepared.
Prepared. Good word.
Because he may, we don't know when he's coming back.
Right, yeah.
And we want to make sure that we're one of the sheep and not the goat.
Right.
That when he does come back, we want to, it's just like with your parents. You want to try to please them. I want to please my Heavenly Father. I want him to say when I step before him on that day, whenever, if I go before he comes back, or when he does come back and we're met in the air, I want him to say, well done, my faithful and kind servant. I don't, that has stuck with me ever since became a Christian,
yes,
in 1985.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just amazing how people, how they try to make it on their own.
Right. Oh, gosh, yes.
How that, you know, our Heavenly Father created us.
Mm-hmm.
We are created in his image.
Right.
And how he wants us to be blessed. But he also is a father, and there are times when, you know, we're pounding the ground. We're saying, okay, God, where are you? Or sometimes all we can say is just the word Jesus, where are you? Or just Jesus, and he's right there.
Amen.
And he comforts us. And there are times when we get so far ahead of ourselves that we kind of get the cart before the horse.
Right, yeah.
And we kind of have to back up.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, God, I'm sorry, and I want to do your will. I want you to be in charge of my life. I don't want to be in charge of my own life. I've tried to go my own way for so many times, and I've noticed that there's a scale, there's a balance there.
Right.
Is that once you start feeling the effects of everyday life and that the scale starts coming down and down and down, it's time to unload. It's time to give it to the good Father.
Oh, amen.
And say, okay, Daddy God.
Yes.
I've got more on my plate than what I can handle. But we have to be like those virgins, is we have to be prepared.
Yes.
We have to keep that oil. We have to keep the Holy Spirit going within us. Again, through prayer, through praise, through communication with our Heavenly Father. And it's just, it can be very difficult, you know, because some of the listeners are saying, well, you don't know what I'm going through.
Right.
Betty and Pastor and Cindy and Nan, you have no idea what I'm going through. No, I don't. I would help you in any way I can, but I know someone who can help you.
Yes.
And that's where we have to unload the baggage. That's where we have to take the trash bags out and set them by the street and don't pick them back up and take
mm-hmm.
them with us.
You're so right. Yeah.
He's just so loving and so kind that way. And sometimes we get a little bit off center, but then that's where the Holy Spirit brings us back and gets us centered.
You're exactly right. And it's a matter of the focus, refocusing, you know, I used to teach biology and chemistry many, many years ago, and everybody had microscopes, you know, in biology. We had all these big microscopes on the desks, and so often I remember, I don't know why I'm remembering this right now, but I remember walking among the students during lab and different ones saying, well, I can't see anything. Well, and I'd look in there and it was just totally out of focus, you know, or somebody had bumped somebody and the little handle had moved, and they, of course, they couldn't see anything. And then when they focused it in, there it was, whatever they were trying to look at. And that's how it is with us spiritually. So often we need to refocus. We need to sit down, take time, turn off the TV or whatever it is, say, God, I want to spend time with you. I want to hear your voice. And it says in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. We've been talking about sheep today. Guess what? You will know if you are supposed to go out of your way to do something for someone. That opportunity will open before you. That door will open. You are going to know. And then God will bless you abundantly as you step out in faith. We're going to start the second hour with this song we did this morning in our worship service at Beacon of Hope. And it's a Chris Tomlin song, fairly new. Yes and amen. It's all about the promises of God. He has not given up on his promises to come back, nor has he said, oh, I'm going to cancel that thing about heaven. That thing about heaven, forget that. Oh, no, no. It's all true. Yes and amen.
Your faithfulness, and I will rest in your promises.
God is faithful to his promises. That we can be sure of. 2 Peter chapter 3. All your promises are yes and amen. That comes from the verse in 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God are yes and amen. In other words, God's going to fulfill what he has promised. 2 Peter chapter 3. My dear friends, this is now the second time I've written to you, both letters, reminders to hold your minds in a state of undistracted attention. Betty, I like that. That's what we're being admonished to do by the Apostle Peter right here. Keep your minds in undistracted attention. That's the same concept we've been talking about here for the last several minutes, about focusing on God and what he wants us to do. And if he wants us to minister in a situation or open a door for someone or speak kindly to them or pray with them or whatever it might be, when we are operating in a state of mind of undistracted attention, we're aware when God's leading us. So he says, keep in mind what the holy prophets said. Ah, here we go back to the promises. And the command of our master and savior that was passed on by your apostles. First off, this is verse 3 of 2 Peter 3. You need to know that in the last days, last days. A lot of us feel that we are in those. Mockers are going to have a heyday, reducing everything to the level of their puny feelings. They'll mock. So what's happened to the promise of his coming? Our ancestors are dead and buried, and everything's going on just as it has been from the first day of creation. Nothing's changed. And that's such a good point here, Betty. I'm sorry, blah, blah, I'll get to your name here right in a moment. It's so often we get so skeptical, I guess the word is, and faithless about Jesus coming back because we go, well, he's never showed up yet, right? Just like the mockers do. What's happened to the promise of his coming? Talk to us, Betty.
Well, as you were playing that song, and I knew we were going to probably going into 2 Peter, is I pulled up the New Living Translation, and it says, I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory.
Oh, good.
And what I think that we have to remember is that there comes a point in time where we know that God created the earth. God created everything that is in existence today, us. The air that we breathe, and we have, even though there comes a point sometimes in our lives that we feel like that we're listening to falsehoods, we're listening to people who, what they call, are, you know, mockery, who are trying to discredit Jesus's coming back. And one of the things that we have to do is that we have to have the faith, and we have to have the grace that he extends us to remember that what Jesus said, he's coming back. That's
Amen.
His promise.
That's his promise.
And that's his promises, and that's the promise that we have to rest in, that we can't be outdoing our own thing. I hope I'm not getting off on a tangent, but we can't be outdoing our own thing when we have the Father's work ahead of us to
That's
do.
That's right, yeah.
And he refreshes us. He gives us that time of rest where he wants us to remember what was prophesied in the Old Testament,
right,
and again in the New Testament, that promise that we're holding on to. We may not see it in our timeline, but he is coming back, people.
Right, he is.
And whether you want to believe that or not, is I believe in that promise. I believe that on that day,
mm-hmm.
And I had this song when I got up very early this morning, and that song, When I Meet You Face to Face,
right.
I can only imagine what it's going to be like. So that gives us hope,
right,
on that promise.
It does.
It gives the opportunity to say, okay, God, you know, I've had a very busy day. I need you to give me rest so that I can refresh my memory, that
Amen.
You can still continue to remind me through your word that you are with me. You will never leave me nor forsake me. Again, another promise.
Yes.
God honors his promise. And I am so glad that he does.
Oh, amen. And as I was preaching this morning, Betty, I was reminded of John 14:1, Jesus' own words when he says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you already. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am there ye may be also. One of the dear brothers that helped me start Beacon of Hope in 2001, Jim Baker, was seriously ill this week and did go ahead and pass into heaven on Thursday. And I was at his bedside on Wednesday, Betty, and he was not able to communicate with me. And I do believe he was listening and he heard the words I said. But it was scriptures like that that the Lord had me quote to him about, we do have a heavenly home. And you are going there, Jim, because you have loved the Lord. You have been faithful to him. You have believed his promises. Jim was one of those I'll never forget, Betty, that quoted the word of God from our Prayers Avail Much book. He built an arsenal, as I instructed people to do in the early days of Beacon of Hope. Building an arsenal of scriptures that you just repeat and repeat and get down on the inside of you. And Jim was one of those people that grabbed a hold of that concept and actually did it and lived it. And here he was getting ready to pass from this life into his heavenly reward. And I was able to stand there. So it was such a blessing to be able to quote him scripture after scripture of these promises like that. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, the where I am, there ye may be also. There's not a doubt in my mind that Jim Baker is in the presence of the Lord, because 2 Corinthians chapter 5 said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I know that's where he is. And I know he was hanging on to that blessed hope as he left this world and entered eternal life. And what a blessing, Betty, to be able to minister that truth to our listeners today and people in our lives, minister that truth of the hope of eternal life, being real, being true, being a promise that God has made us. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, yeah, I had the honor to meet Mr. Baker.
Yes, you
a
did.
Few years when I visited in the great Sunshine State with you wonderful folks.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I think he was in a wheelchair at that time. He still, no matter how bad he felt, no matter what he did, he knew that God was with him because of the prayers that were offered up for him, that he still raised his hands to praise God, praise and worship.
Yes.
And you know, you could watch him as you were preaching the word of God. He would almost like word for word when you were quoting scripture.
He did, didn't he?
You could see him mouthing the words.
Yes. Yes.
To certain promises.
Right.
And it's, you know, even though he will be missed, that his Father had that place prepared for him.
That's right.
And that God met him. He outstretched his hand.
And he took him home.
He took him home. Jim was able to walk into heaven.
Yes.
Heal.
Yes.
Totally whole. And able to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords around the throne. And
yes.
Listeners, you know, it brings me to tears at times. Is when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and there is something that you can feel that tugging. and it's not like some, like almost being pushed gently and lovingly and kindly, taking your hand and saying, okay, you see that person sitting over there
right
at Walmart? I need you to go minister to them.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, no, I minister to children. I don't minister to adults. And it happened last weekend. Is when you're standing there and you're in church. I was with my daughter, and we were right in the middle of praise and worship, and the Holy Spirit just fell. Like, it was just awesome.
Right.
And there was a lady standing next to me, and she had her hands raised, and she looked at me, and she goes, I'm glad I came to church today. And the Lord looked at me, and he goes, I want you to lay your hands on her and pray for her.
Mm, praise God.
Well, you have to remember, I haven't been able to do that for a long, long time. And I said, are you sure that's what you want me to do? And just, it was almost like he took my hand and laid it on her shoulder. Well, as soon as I did that, well, she had went up for prayer also, but as soon as I laid my hand on her shoulder, she grabbed me and wept uncontrollably.
Wow.
After the service, she said, I just want to thank you for what you did. Because she said, I asked the Lord, send somebody to let me know that you're with me.
Oh, praise God. And see, that's it, so, right there. Yeah.
See, that's how God works. And, you know, I'm just like, it kind of caught me off guard, because I didn't think I was ready enough to minister to people. You know, sometimes we think we have to get ready, that we
right.
have to,
yeah.
you know, we have to get all prepared. We've got to be white and holy and, you know, say the right things. But no, God uses ordinary people like me to be able to minister to a stranger in church when there were prayer people already up there. And he says, I want you to tell her that I am with her and that I will never leave
Amen.
Her nor forsake her. And so you see, people, if he can use me, he's going to use you. And what not a better time than right now is to start showing people the love of Christ.
Amen. And Betty,
and
one of your ordinary people that you happen to birth is on the line right now. Megan, dear Megan, Betty's daughter, would you like to comment on what Mama's been saying? And Megan, we know you're going through some difficult times right now, but for each of us as we go through these times, God is right there no matter what it is that we're going through. And Megan just texted me and said, do you need me to come on right now? I said, yeah, come on, sure, come on. Go ahead,
well,
Meg.
Hi.
Hi, hon.
Good afternoon. Now, hey. I just heard Cindy jump off a little bit ago, and I thought, well, hey, maybe they need me. So I'm free for the moment from working, and thought the Holy Spirit said, text Pastor. So I did.
There you go.
You know, hi, Mama. You know, we're talking about Jim Baker, and when people hear the word death, if you don't know Jesus Christ and if you don't know God the Father, there's fear.
Sure.
But when you know the Heavenly Father and you know that you will have eternal life, there is no fear
Amen.
In that word or that thought that comes to mind. And yes, I'm going through a hard time right now, but it's not the first time. It's not going to be the last. But I know where to draw my strength from, and that's from my Heavenly Father, because He is stronger, more wiser than I will ever be. But I know that if I enter and exit my day praising and worshiping Him, that my faith is going to continue to grow, my strength is going to get deeper, my wisdom is going to get wiser. That's not the right thing to say, but you know what I'm
That's
trying
cool.
to say.
That's cool. Her wisdom is getting wiser.
Wisdom's going to get wiser.
All right.
And it's not just because I'm aging. But the Lord, when you call on Him, the Lord shows up.
Oh,
and
yes.
And the Lord shows up everywhere. It
Woo!
Doesn't matter where you are. Just like Mom said, she was in Walmart. You know, I work out of the Meyer Supercenters up here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I minister to people on a daily basis. And if you allow yourself to be of a servant's heart, if you have a servant's heart, the Lord's going to call on you. So when you do that, you better be ready, because He's going to call on you when you least expect it. And don't fear, because he gives you his wisdom, and he, your words will be his words. That is what is so cool about it.
Amen. And you know, you both said so many wise things here, but it's so important that we keep on keeping on, you know, and not give up. Even when we're tired, we wake up in the middle of the night sometimes. Sometimes I'll go to bed and I know I've got to get a sermon ready or a Facebook post thing ready or whatever, a teaching. And I just say, okay, God, it's you, you know, whatever you want, lay it on my heart, you know. And sometimes I'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's laid out for me right there. Or the next morning I get up and open my Bible and it's right there. And that's just one of many examples of where God says to his children, keep on keeping on, press on, stick with it, don't give up. Jesus' example here about the virgins with the oil, be prepared, get ready, because God's going to put someone in your path. And when I was up in Indiana a year and a half ago with you all, Megan, Betty, Teresa, Cindy, other people, doing the revival that weekend, and you all knew how hard that weekend was for me because my brother-in-law was very seriously ill and just about to pass away. And the Lord told me, fulfill what you came up here to do, which I did. And then I got in the car that next morning and hurried back to Florida as quick as I could to be here with him and with my sister Karen and the whole family and all the kids as we released him to Jesus' arms on Wednesday of that week. And I played this song over and over and over again in that little car, driving it from Indiana to Florida. And it just reinforced what I felt, which also helped me preach his funeral a few days after that. And it's a press on, and here it is. And it's for every one of you out there, Betty, Megan, Cindy, Nan, every one of us on the team. Take this song to heart wherever you are out there in Radio Land. Press on.
When the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are hard, when we're battered and scarred, when we've spent our resources,
Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. We press on. Press on. That's for you, dear listener. Woo! Hallelujah. That is what we have to do. Nan's got a poem, and then we're going to Betty and Megan. Talk to us, Nan. What did God give you right there?
He gave me something that I'm afraid I may start crying, Betty.
Well, that's all right. You're allowed, because this is a crying bunch
around
here.
Go right ahead, Dan. You can go right ahead with the rest of it.
Press on right where you are. I am with you. I am not far. I will direct you in what to do. Shout, I do so much love you. You may not understand all things, but to you guidance I will bring. Press on, you can do such. You will make it by my touch. In Jesus' name, you need to press on. I am with you and will make you strong. So press on when you don't see the end. That's when to you strength I will bring. I take much delight in you. My love for you is so true. Child, press on.
We'll send that to all of us on this team, would you?
Yes, Nan? Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Woo!
Please.
Talk to us, Betty.
Mm. I'll do my best, Pastor.
You pray? Are you singing? Are you? I'm sorry. Praying, singing. Let's try the third option.
Yeah.
Crying? Are you crying?
Crying. Yeah. Pray. Yeah. Singing. Praying.
Okay. Got it. You got it. Whatever the whole thing is. Yeah.
Well, you know, even the people on the radio go through some unrelenting times. That God is refining us for something greater. He's taking us to a new level in Him. And
amen.
I know when you read 3 Peter, that we have to hold our mind in a state of undistracted attention.
Undistracted attention. Amen. That's it right there. Yes.
And that we have to hold on to His promises, that we have to hold on to His word, that His word is true. We've stated this in the last hour, you know, He's never going to leave us nor forsake us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And learning scripture such as that brings hope.
It brings strength. It
does. And it also brings an unrelenting confidence.
Amen.
That no matter the circumstances that you're going through, that God is with you. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen. Romans 8.
I don't know. In these last days, is that times are tough. But you know what? That song we always play, people need the Lord.
Amen.
They need the Lord now more than ever. They have to keep holding on. They have to keep their strength. They've got to stay in the word. They cannot be distracted. They have to have undistracted attention.
Amen.
And keep in mind what the promises in the Holy Bible have told you are true. Jesus is coming back. He is preparing a place for you. But I know when I accepted the Lord in 1985, they said, you know, you've accepted the Lord, but it's not always going to be, you know, strawberries and cream. And I understood that until, you know, you go through the first fire, okay?
Meshach, right.
Shadrach, and Abednego. God was right there with them. He's right there with you, my friend. He's right there in the fire with you.
Yes.
You will not get burnt, that you will continue to flourish, and that you will have that undistracted attention and keep your eyes focused on Him,
mm-hmm.
because He is our Heavenly Father. He is our good, good Father.
Amen.
And, you know, I am speaking from my heart right now, is that there are times that I've wanted to give up and say, okay, I'm throwing in the towel. You know, there's just a lot of things going on, and I just don't know if I can handle it. And He goes, who are you talking to? And I go, well, you, Lord. He said, where is this coming from? And I realized that I can talk to Him in a distracted moment, is that I can tell him how I feel it from my heart and tell him I'm having a bad day.
Right.
I got news. I've got good news here. I've got bad news here. I've got things going on. You don't understand. He goes, yes, I do.
That's the whole thing. Yes, he does.
I do understand.
Right.
You know what, people? He's been through on that cross.
Right.
He went through everything that we're going through today. You know, and when you, you know, when we have the prayer team and you see those prayers.
Yeah.
And people are hurting. And that's one thing about the prayer ministry is that if you can't muster a prayer, just send, you know, send us, say, right. help me. I need help. And that's what is so great about God.
Yes.
Is that we can talk to him in the good times. But you know what, people, we need to talk to him even more during those hardships and the storms that we go through. Always remember, through the storms, that our lifeguard walked on water.
Amen. Really good. Talk to us, Megan, dear one.
Well, you know, I just have this vision in my head that Jesus is a fisher of men. And, you know, if you feel like that you're in uncharted waters, and that you're on a boat without a captain, then it's time to switch boats. Because
there you go.
There is nobody that knows the human condition better than Jesus, because he walked this earth as a human. There is nobody that's going to know you better than him. And my challenge to listeners is that, you know, how we all praise him when we're having good days. Well, that's how we need to praise him when we're also having the bad days, because that's when he will show up and show off even more.
Yes.
Even in the tiniest of ways, he will make an impact in your life. And then you're going to step back and go, "Woo! Thank you, Lord. I can't believe you just did that."
Right.
And then your sails are up again and you're flowing freely through the water, but you've got to get on the right boat. You've got to let the ultimate captain pilot your boat, because there is nobody on this earth that's going to know as much about you as he does.
Oh, so true. And that's what he wants for us. Let's look at verse 14. So well said by both of you. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. So my dear friends, since this is what you have to look forward to, which is heaven, do your very best to be found living at your best, in purity and peace. Now, this really grabbed me this morning as I was preaching, and I preached this verse towards the end of my sermon. And Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, had his Amplified Bible there, and he added this, that the word purity there in the Amplified Bible said, do your best to live in integrity, moral, and godly character. That's what it's talking about there. And just integrity, you know, being who you really are. And that purity does not mean we never sin. Purity does not mean we never worry or doubt or get into fear. Purity means that we are trying our best to live the way God wants us to. And he says right here, do your best to live in that integrity, godly character. And then peace. And that just hit me this morning. And Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure. And we just saw that word purity. The pure in heart, for they shall see God. And what Peter is saying here is do your very best to be found living in, at your best, in purity. And then remember Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart. That means those with integrity, those with character, those that are, they're trying to serve the Lord as best they can, and peace, for they shall see God. And when we see God in our daily lives, when we are kind, when we're gracious, when we are forgiving, when we actually apologize, for heaven's sake, and say, please forgive me, I didn't mean to hurt you, or I didn't mean to have that tone of voice, or I'm sorry that I came across that way. when we can live that way, that is integrity. That is godly character. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. People, we are going to see God. We do see him in our daily lives. We're going to see him when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Talk to us, Megan. Woo! That's enough preaching from me. Go ahead.
Oh, tear it up, sister. You know, amen to that scripture. I needed to hear that today because everybody knows that's listened to the radio what my family went through in 2014. We lost a child.
Yes.
And, you know, you never think that anything could be close to the magnitude of that, but there is, and I'm in it right now. And it's amazing to me, just continue your integrity, no matter what outside sources say about you, because righteousness shall prevail.
Amen.
Those with integrity, those with a pure heart, those with forgiveness and compassion, righteousness will prevail. And don't let Satan come against you through someone else and try to knock you down, because you're a child of the King. You just heard the scripture that proves that those of us that continue the godly walk, that we will have integrity, we'll have wisdom, we walk with a smile on our face, despite the fact that we're going through some hard times. We walk this earth and we shine light so bright that it's seen no matter where we go.
Woo! Amen. I agree. Verse 17 of 2 Peter 3 says this, "Be on guard lest you lose your footing." Dear one, it's so easy to slip and fall. You know, wet floors. I slipped recently. Yeah, and it hurt. And it was a wet place on my floor, and I didn't see it coming. And it's easy for us to fall in our strength and in our ability to handle things. We can get it off into worry and fear and all this. And it says this in the Message Bible, "Be on guard lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by these lawless and loose-talking teachers." In other words, people that say heaven isn't real, that Jesus isn't coming back. We've been waiting forever. That's not going to happen. And then the next line is, "Grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master now and forever." Yes, listen to this song, and then we're going back to Betty and Megan for final comments. I just had to play this song today. It means so much to me. Sandy Patty, "We Shall Behold Him."
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. Enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then face to face, we shall behold him. We shall be. His glory we shall behold Him. Yes, we shall behold Him face to face, our Savior. The angels shall sound the shout of His coming, the sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place.
Praise God. We shall behold Him. He's coming again, dear listener. He's coming back for a bride that is ready for Him. He's coming back for the church to rise up. Not individual churches, but the mass church of believers around the world that will rise up and say, Jesus, I look forward to Your coming. Even so, Heavenly Father, even so, Jesus, come quickly. Lord, we just come before You right now. We thank You for the word that's gone forth today in this broadcast. We thank You for the listeners around the globe. We thank You for every heart that's been fed, every heart that's been touched, every heart that has sung Your praises today as we have talked and had this great music. Lord, we thank You for who You are, and we thank You that You are the soon coming King, that You are coming back for us, and soon. We know it is soon. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. That is the cry of our hearts. And so, Lord, bless every listener if they don't know You. If you, dear listener, do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you were to die tonight, or if Jesus were to come back tonight, would you be in His arms for all eternity? If you cannot say yes, then this is the moment to invite Him in. Say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Live in me. I believe You're the soon coming King. I believe that God the Father raised You, Jesus, from the dead. And I accept You now as my Lord and Savior. Make that prayer. Pray that. Get yourself into the right position with God so that you can behold Him in all His glory and live with Him for all eternity. Lord, we thank You for touching hearts around the globe. We thank You for what You've done on our hearts today, right here on this show. You are a mighty God. We praise You and we thank You. And we know someday we'll meet some of these that have given their hearts to You as that invitation has gone out on these shows all these years. Lord, bless each one with Your amazing presence and Your love for them. Thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Whoa. Megan, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, I just, you know, Pastor, I'm blessed. And I'm a blessed mess.
You're a blessed mess. I'm bless this mess. Yeah.
That's right. Bless this mess, Lord, and he does. But, you know, just sitting here, I just all of a sudden just had this image and thought of the Book of Life. And
right, yeah.
I can't imagine how many pages there are to that thing. Like, that has to be the angel that mans that station. That has to be, I mean, I know angels are, you know, have the strength of 10,000 armies, but just to turn all those pages.
Pages, yeah.
Is get your name in that book today.
Woo!
Don't wait any longer. Because
you're
I'm
right.
telling you, people, God is coming back, and he's coming back sooner than we all think he is.
Right.
And it's time to get right with God.
It
time
is.
To ask for forgiveness for everything that you've done. It's time
yes.
to walk in a new day. It's time to walk
Amen.
In a new you. Let God renew your spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because this life, no matter what side you're on, it's a tough life. But I'll tell you what, the side, being on the side of Jesus and the side of my Heavenly Father God, there is peace, there's tranquility, there's laughter, there's days where that you think that you can't get up and walk anymore, and God gets you up and he carries you through the whole entire day.
Right.
And you step back and you look and you think, oh my gosh, Lord, thank you for showing up today and carrying me, because I couldn't do this without you.
Couldn't do
so
it.
Today it's time to get your name permanently written in holy ink in that Book of Life.
Woo. Very good. Very good way to put it, Megan. And we really appreciate you joining us today, even for a few minutes. It's great.
Oh, thank you for letting me be on. It was a blessing.
I know you got to get back to work, but we just want to thank you so much. And your contribution was amazing. Thank you, dear one. And we
Love
are
you,
praying
bye.
For you and all that you're going through right now. So God bless you. And Mama Betty, talk to us.
Well,
that was your kid well, right there.
I know.
You raised a dynamo.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse and ministers every day of her life, no matter what
yes.
she's going through. Well, one of the things during that song is that the Lord laid on me is Colossians 3:16-17.
Mm-hmm.
It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Yeah.
As you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. Now, here's
Ooh.
The key. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And that's one thing he wants us to do in this next week, is to clothe our mind with the word of God, is to remember how much that God loves us.
Amen.
Remember that he will not leave us nor forsake us, to keep on keeping on,
mm-hmm.
that we still have a race to win, people, and
right.
He wants us to finish, go across that finish line victorious, clothed in righteousness, and led by grace, and I give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for the cross and what it means.
Amen.
And I pray that, you know, we will one day come face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that everyone has that opportunity to see his face.
Oh,
and
amen.
I thank you for the opportunity to be on the radio today. And I love you, Megan and Nan and Pastor. And I just pray a blessing over you this week.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Betty. Looking forward to seeing you in a few days. And thank you, Megan and Cindy and Nan, for each of you and your contributions. We couldn't do this without y'all. I'm very blessed with our radio team. It's many people now. And from a lot of different places in the United States, pretty good. So what a blessing. So thank you both. And, you know, for all of you out there, we want to be here for you. We are here for you. Use our prayer line, as Betty talked about. Just go to prayers, email prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we would love to get a prayer request from you. We will pray, and one of our team members, Betty, Pastor Jim, or Shell, will send out a prayer request to our radio team. If you'd like to be on the radio team, all you have to do is send a quick email to that same address, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and say, put me on the radio, or on the, put me on the prayer team. That's what I meant to say. So, and we will do that. That's what it's all about. What a blessing to be able to do that. And what a blessing to know that God is with us no matter what we are going through. He is always here. That's what we've been trying to tell you today. The blessed hope is that heaven is real. It's our forever home. And let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, Jesus said. Believe also in me, meaning him. Because he's already gone ahead of us to prepare a home for us. It's not far to Jesus. And that's our theme song, and always is around here. And it is. It's not far to Jesus. Amen. So true. His loving arms are open wide, so run into them this day. He's going to lead you. God bless you. Amen. This has been Nan in there with her poems. Cindy Logan, Betty Thomas, Megan Kramer, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries, global missionary work around the globe. You can go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com, to find out more about the ministry of Beacon of Hope. And we're glad you've joined us today. Join us again next Sunday afternoon right at 3 o'clock. Look out for our Facebook post coming tomorrow or Tuesday. And just a short little tidbit that's going to help you. So God bless you. Have a good week. And know that God loves you so very, very much. You are special to him. God bless you.